Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud White on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. Live from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria, here's Glenn Davis.
And welcome into Dynamo All Access here tonight in Houston, Texas. We celebrate the Dynamo 3-0 win over the LA Galaxy on a night where the MLS All-Stars will take on Tottenham Hotspur. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I'm Glenn Davis, and well, we can get right after it here tonight because the Houston Dynamo, a comprehensive win against the LA Galaxy. Now, the big buildup coming in this past weekend was Steven Gerrard coming to Houston. Steven Gerrard would come in. We would see tons of Steven Gerrard Liverpool jerseys with a local Liverpool supporters group out. But in the end, the thunder would be stolen. The Houston Dynamo would get things started off very quickly here. And since we like goals, I'll tell you what, let's just go right through the three goals here to start it off. 9 minutes in, Brad Davis will pick up a ball on the left side, and he will bend a ball in and around a defender, in and around a center back. Will Bruhn would time his run perfectly, take a fantastic touch, and a clinical finish with his left foot. Here's what it sounded like on Root Sports.
I do like the additional emotion we're seeing this year. Brad Davis has been in a good ball. Here's a chance for Bruhn.
In the 27th minute, it would be more from Brad Davis. Starting on the top of a four-man midfield, Davis was in behind Will Bruhn on the night and really had an influential performance. The captain was all over the place, ably assisted on the night by the supporting play of Nathan Sturgis and Ricardo Clark. And it would be Nathan Sturgis who would run at the L.A. defense, but inexplicably, five L.A. defenders failed to put any pressure on the ball, failed to make a stand. Sturgis would find Davis, and here's what it sounded like in the 27th minute.
Bruhn. Sturgis. Here's Nathan Sturgis. Nobody closing him down. He's got Davis on his left foot. Davis is shot! It's 2-0! Brad Davis is coming to life here tonight. A goal and an assist for the perennial MLS All-Star.
Dynamo comfortable with a 2-0 lead going into halftime. L.A. would hit the wall in the heat and the humidity in about the 65th minute. And the Dynamo would continue to have some chances in the second half. Tyler Derrick would come up with two very good saves on the night. One off of Ariel Lassiter, a ball that was hit with tremendous power and had a lot of movement. And one in the first half where he denied Robbie Keane to pick up his fifth shutout. But in the 88th minute, Rashid Olabiyi would pick up a ball on the left side. Kubo Torres would make a slashing jackknife diagonal run. Olabiyi would pick out Lionel Miranda. And Miranda, the young 21-year-old Argentine, would skip past a couple of defenders and fire his finish in off the post. Here's what it sounded like on Root Sports.
Concrete. Olabiyi's going to get there. Kubo Torres sprinting. Wants it. Olabiyi didn't plan, but now he plays Miranda.
So let's go back to it. Steven Gerrard coming to Houston. I don't think there's any question. It was exciting, interesting, and unique to see him in an MLS uniform playing for the LA Galaxy. And there's no doubt that he definitely sold some seats, sold some tickets, created interest, brought unique fans into the stadium that in the end are going to probably come back to see the Houston Dynamo based on quality goals and quality play. The Dynamo had a lot of great build-up play over the course of this night. They would dominate in the heat. Now, in the post-game press conference, this is what I liked. What I liked was that Owen Coyle very quickly made it clear that he wants all three attackers, Will Brun, Giles Barnes, and Kubo Torres on the field. That possibility, this possibility presented by this 3-0 win, crystallized even more the new-look Dynamo movement, which has been a long time coming. It is continuing to push forward a new identity, a new level of competition for places, a new hunger and a new interest. The real question is, coming into Saturday night at Sporting Kansas City, against a team that doesn't lose at home, can the Dynamo take this tremendous platform from the Galaxy game and begin to go on a run? Because the Dynamo have yet to go on a consistent run this year, and they're going to need to in order to get into the playoffs. But again, I've positioned it this year. Of course you want to be in the playoffs in a league where only 33% of the teams don't make it. But to me, it's more about when I look after the dust clears, after the 2015 MLS season, has more competition been increased? Has a new purpose of play been identified under Owen Coyle? Have younger players produced and will be a part of the future? These are all things I'm looking for. And after the LA game, it looks very good. I don't think there's any question. This manager, he's going to be successful. You just need the time and the patience. But it was clear by Owen Coyle that Brun, Barnes, Kubo Torres, they're all going to be on the field. So how would it work? Would it work best with Brad Davis on the left? Ricardo Clark, Sturgis behind them. Boniek on the right. Barnes behind Torres and Brun. It's one way you could see it. Then again, Brad Davis, here's what makes it interesting, because there's all types of possibilities and combination. Brad Davis had one of the best games I think I've ever seen him have as a pure out-and-out number 10 in a game against L.A. But again, as we see possibility and the new-look Dynamo and the rebuild and all the things that are going on, we have to see consistency now. And you have to proceed with caution if you're a fan, and be careful not to go over the top. It's progress, but the test now again is to produce a string of consecutive good results on the road. I would imagine that may be the challenge now, and you've heard Owen Coyle over and over and over mention the word consistency, and you will hear him tonight on this show. Owen Coyle, the manager, nice long 20-minute interview covering a ton of topics. We will talk to the GM, Matt Jordan. We will talk to World Cup hero. She's a celebrity now. She's going everywhere. She's Carly Lloyd. She's of the Houston Dash. She'll be on the show. Arturo Alvarez, the captain of El Salvador, he will join us tonight. Lionel Miranda will join us and describe to us the importance of different things in his life as a 21-year-old after he scores against the LA Galaxy. And Eric Kubo Torres tonight. We have a star-studded show for you. Eric Kubo Torres, a designated player who had wonderful minutes. So no players in this game against L.A. had a bad performance. You know, you can get away in games with maybe hiding a player or two that have a really off night. Maybe if you're incredibly lucky, three. Two is generally the maximum. On this night against L.A., everybody lived up to the moment. No bad player performances. Everybody engaged. Solid performances from all, whether they were starters or subs. I love the attacking football that was played at BBVA Compass Stadium. This has to be the norm. More often than not, if that's the type of football at BBVA Compass Stadium, that's the type of football that's going to attract fans. It was exciting. It was fun. It was imaginative. It was creative. All the things you would want when you're at a live performance. Eric Kubo Torres would debut. What we notice about him right away, he's not 100% sharp. But his play without the ball, his movement off the ball for a young man, very mature. His ability to create passing angles. The ability to pull off defenders. The ability to toe that last line of a defense. The ability to look right and left and position themselves between two defenders so that both of the defenders don't pick him up because they think the other guy's picking him up because of where Torres put himself. This is a wise young man. He's going to score goals. I don't think there's any question. If he can score that many goals for a bad Chivas USA team, he's going to score goals here in Houston. Then we had Shannon Williams. Comes from the Philadelphia Union. A signing because, in some ways, moved forward and pushed forward because of the fact that Jermaine Taylor got a serious injury in the Gold Cup and is going to be out for an extended period of time. That may have put the Dynamo over the top. with the signing of an additional defender. He's thrust right into the starting lineup. He finds out Wednesday at 10 o'clock. He's on a plane at 5. He trains with the Dynamo Thursday and Friday. He debuts. The coach lays it out for him. You'll hear Owen Coyle talk about it in our interview tonight. Exactly what he wants, and he gets that performance from him. And the kicker is, you've got a right back that has a long throw-in. And now Kofi Sarkodie has got competition. So the Dynamo get this win against L.A., who, granted, were missing players, but the Dynamo were missing 8 as well. Then there's Alex Lima, who took a while to get going here in Houston, who had his best performance, wonderful performance, selfless type of game. Did it on the defensive side. We must recognize this. That's not his strong suit. Never has been considered his strong suit. He did the defensive work, and he had to do it in front of A.J. Cochran, who also played solid. And what Cochran had to do was play as a left back, as a center back. And it is a difficult job to do because you don't know when to press higher up the field, try to deny the turn. It is very difficult. You don't know if you should play off the shoulder of a defender and give up a lot of space to somebody. It is a total mind challenge for a guy who's normally a left back to play, or normally a center back to play left back. Horst got through it, did an effective job. Then you had Raul Rodriguez. A.J. Cochran got through it, did a very effective job, and learned as he went. And kudos to A.J. Cochran. Then you had Raul Rodriguez. He organized, he led, he distributed the ball effectively. Horst set the tone aggressively, never backed down from Robbie Keane. I love the Dynamo never backing down from Keane. Basically right in his face. We're not going to be intimidated. That was the statement. So, fantastic night. And as I mentioned, Tyler Derrick, 2 vital saves. One on Robbie Keane in the first half and one on Ariel Lassiter. Other than that, he was protected beautifully. So it was a great night of excitement, a sold-out crowd. But understand, when the Dynamo say it is a sellout, the seats are sold. It doesn't mean that fans are in them. So we still have the challenge, creatively, of getting ways to get people into these seats that are, you know, tickets that are being unused. How do we gift them on or get them to others or pass them on to charity groups? How do we get people in the seats in the future? That being said, it was a great crowd. That being said, it was in the 90s. That is not an easy night to sit in a stadium. It's not comfortable. It's tough. Those Dynamo fans deserve great credit, and they got great credit because of what type of a performance the players produced for them. But it is another reminder, you could move to the world schedule, get out of the hot weather in the summer months. But I think for MLS, switching to the world schedule right now might just be too complicated. So what else could you do? What creative ideas could happen? Filled seats creates demand, relevancy, and that type of game is going to bring more attention to the Dynamo. Tonight, right down at BBVA Compass Stadium, the Houston Dash are in action. The MLS All-Star game is tonight as well. The All-Stars taking on Tottenham Hotspur in Commerce City, Colorado. Then Spurs will get on a plane and head to play in the Audi Cup in Germany with the likes of Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, and AC Milan. Wondering if you're a fan of the All-Star game and you'll be watching. Or will you be at the Dash game? And as we talk about this, more and more star players coming to Major League Soccer. Didier Drogba has signed in Montreal. David Villa, Frank Lampard, now Andrea Pirlo in New York. It just continues to go on and on. Gio Dos Santos will come to L.A. Chicago has acquired Gilberto. Sean Wright Phillips to the New York Red Bulls. And then what happened with Miguel Herrera. But in the end, not really surprising, is it? You can't strike a reporter, and you have to have some level of emotional control. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. Reminder, we're streaming at YSR1560.com. That's also where you can get the podcast. You can get the podcast at ESPN975.com as well. Click the audio vault and go to Soccer Matters. You'll get all the Dynamo All Access shows. You'll get the Soccer Matters shows. We'll take a break. We got a ton of great interviews here tonight. Lots of great content. Next up for the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City. Get over to HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. We'll take a break. I'm Glenn Davis. This is Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. Because the subprime loan got my ass in hot. Got it.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud White, on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. From high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to the show. Each and every week we have the pleasure of having the manager on, Owen Coyle. He joins us now. Owen, thank you very much for coming on as usual.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Glenn. Always nice to chat. As you know, we love the game and it's always great to get a chance to talk about it.
Well, first, I just want to just kind of give you a nice platform to talk about this very emphatic, exciting 3-0 win over the LA Galaxy.
Yeah, well, it was, Glenn, and there's no getting away from that. I mean, at the end of the day, we were playing against the current MLS champions. They've enhanced the squad with the sign of Steven Gerrard, another world-class player to go with Robbie Keane, Giovanni Dos Santos. I mean, that's why they're champions. They have an outstanding coach in Bruce Arena, and they have quality players, but we know at the Dynamo, if we get to a level of performance, we can win these games. And we've shown that. What we want to be doing is doing it consistently. But I thought everything about Saturday evening is what we crave at the Dynamo. The atmosphere was electric from our supporters. The players were at it from the first second. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful night. But as I said before, we've got to make sure that we bring those games game in, game out. And not just, as I said before, because the Galaxy, because the atmosphere is there. It's got to be a game-to-game basis within the MLS.
He's Owen Coyle joining us here tonight. The Dynamo will be on the road against Sporting Kansas City Saturday night, a huge game in the Western Conference. You have always mentioned from the word go here that managing the players from top to bottom on a roster is important. And look, with eight players missing for this LA game, that diligent work you've done keeping engaged the likes of Lionel Miranda, the likes of Alex Lima, and others, really seemed to pay off in this game against LA.
Well, the thing is, Glenn, you know this as well as I, because you've lived this, you've experienced it through your own career. When you bring a group of young players into any club, then it's going to take time for things to come to fruition in terms of the work you do on the field, in terms of the practice, then replicating that in matches. But what we do know is that when the young players finally grasp what we're looking for and bring that to a game, they have the scope to continue for further improvement. So it's not players, with all due respect, at 31 or 32 that have had good careers and got to a certain level and then they stay at that level. These kids have the scope, you know, 19, 20-year-olds, the Mirandas, the Manotas, these young players, you know, we have a number of them at the club, they have the scope for continued improvement. It was great to see Lionel Miranda play so well in the game. Manotas has been doing great, as you know, in the last period since he came into the club. There was a big performance from Alex Lima. So when we see players integrating and bringing that quality to the play, that's the pleasing thing, because we have strengthened in terms of strength and depth, but it's always difficult, Glenn, as you know, when your top players, your Giles Barnes, your DeMarcus Beasleys, Jermaine Taylor are injured, Bonnie Garcia being injured with the Copa America and the Gold Cup stuff. It's always difficult to place those type of players. The young boys have really grasped what it's all about, and I'm so pleased for them on a personal level, but equally, collectively, we want to move the Dynamo forward. Of course it takes time, we're understanding of that, but what we know is we'll get to the end result, and we're moving in the right direction to do that.
I had an opportunity to do an interview today with Lionel Miranda, and the smile on his face after he produced the third goal was one for the ages, but one of the things he said in the interview with me was that he was very appreciative that he had a manager that remained in contact with him despite the fact that he wasn't in the starting lineup.
Yeah, well, I mean, Glenn, I know this from my own career, and I think this is important. And I've explained, I got a chat with Mauro Manotas yesterday again, myself and Matt Jordan, because what you've got to understand is you can't allow the young players, the kids, to be disillusioned by thinking, well, I've not as much game time as I want. There's reasons for that. And it's very simple, the reasons. Mauro Manotas has came from a different culture, as had Lionel Miranda. Lionel had played different at Independiente in terms of what he was asked individually and what he was asked collectively for the team. Coming into the MLS, which is a different environment from playing in Argentina, or Mauro from playing in Colombia, if I use those two as an example, then there's a cultural difference. There's a different style of play. And the young players, obviously, when they adapt to that, they grow. They get to know their teammates and everything. And the one thing I do really know, as you know, because you've been at many, many practice sessions with us, Glenn, we are very, as you know, very positive in our outlook with the young players and really encouraging them to be positive and encouraging them to improve themselves. And I've always said that to him, you know, Lionel, this opportunity is going to come about. You've got to make sure that you're ready for it when it does. And consistently, not be happy to play one game here and step out. And, you know, bring it consistently. And when you do that, then all of a sudden, all those top players that you're coming in, they're looking around and taking notice because they're thinking, oh, my word, I need to go in my game because this kid's ready to play week in, week out. And that's what Lionel's doing just now. He's really pushing to say, you know what, coach, pick me. I'm ready to start.
Owen, why is it that we see at all levels of different managers, whether it's in the pro game? I mean, we see it with Premier League managers. Why are there certain managers with the knowledge of knowing that, that so much of this is about keeping players in a place where they have hope, possibility, and that they have some attention from the manager, that, that they know that the manager's connected to them? Why is that that we see so many managers that really only want to manage the first 11 or the first 15 or 16?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can only speak from my own experience, Glenn, and certainly knowing a number of others, then I think I'm in a good position to talk about it. For me, I always felt as a player when there was that dialogue, when there was that openness, and there'll be times that, you know, the players are not always going to like everything you say, but what they do know is that everything I tell them is the truth. There's no grey areas. We're very, you know, positive in our outlook, but it's important they know what's required of them. But for me, that having that close-knit squad and everybody understanding what's involved, I think that's paramount importance. I think you and I have chatted about this before, Glenn, but I've got to say, I probably spend more time with the players that I'm playing than the ones that are. Because when you pick that 11, Glenn, they're all delighted to play. And of course, the other boys, they want to play the part. Because every one of these kids, you know, and the players are here, the Ricardo Class and boys like that, they genuinely care about the Dynamo. So it's important that everybody feels engaged. I always feel it's important that when you're on that training ground, every player feels he's got a chance of playing in the next game. And that's the way we've worked, that's the way we've structured it. And, you know, I've had it before. I had it, you know, my clubs in England, that everybody feels a part of that group. Because as talented as individual as Glenn, and you know this through all, as I say, all your wealth of experience and everything in the game, as talented as that individual, individuals don't win you games. Teams win you games. Obviously, individuals doing their work within the team effort and the team ethic, absolutely. But the core value for me of any group will be their strength together. That's how you win. This is a team sport. You know, obviously, in the spelling of team, there's no I, there's no individual in team sport. So everything we base ourselves on is everybody working as a group. And of course, that takes time to bring all that to fruition as well. And it's something we're actively, you know, I think, enhancing and bettering at. But again, we still know there's a lot of work ahead of us. But we know it doesn't phase us. We're excited by a challenge of trying to take the Dynamo forward. And that's all we're trying to do.
Eric Kubo-Torres got his debut against the LA Galaxy, and you've managed him very well since he's come here. You told everybody that, look, he's not where he needs to be yet. But I thought the way you used him in this game ended up perfect, the amount of time you gave him and everything. But I want to focus on, with you being a former striker, just his movement and how experienced and mature it is for a 21-year-old, because he has a wonderful way of creating passing angles, getting between two center backs so that the two center backs don't know who's marking him. I just thought we saw real great glimpses of Kubo-Torres without the ball.
Glenn, I'm glad you asked. I'm actually sitting here smiling at the question, because you're right. I mean, I love everything about the player that he brings. And when he came into the game, and the keeper, I've got to say, had a wonderful save from him. But you know what was great for me? You know, when he, as he did, he took that position off the centre-half shoulder. Now, people look at that and think, oh, you know, he had a great chance. He got that chance through intelligent movement. I mean, that's soccer intelligence, Glenn, to understand, if I just step here, you know, off himself, the defender's shoulder, that allows Nathan Sturgis to glide that pass in. I'm one-on-one with the goalkeeper. And as simplistic as that movement was, it was so soccer intelligent. And that's the thing he'll bring. He's got a wonderful touch, if you remember as well, and you will do, when Brad Davis comes to join in with the striker, he plays one in the Kubo, he lays it off, and yeah, the keeper, Rowe, has an unbelievable save from Brad. You know, Kubo's got that, and he's got that intelligence. He brings other players into the play, just what Will's been doing. And that's why I'm excited about moving forward, about, you know, the Bruin, the Barnes, the Torres, you know, getting them on the field and all the stuff that goes with it. But there's no doubt that Kubo-Torres is going to be an outstanding player for Houston Dynamo. Again, we've been working hard this week, Glenn, to get that sharpness into his legs. because in building up, you've got the, you know, a bit of time in Kansas. Then he gets the real intensity, I think, of an MLS game against the champions. And again, we now go to Kansas this weekend in the league, and he'll get more time there. So much so that I think he's, after that, he's not going to be too far away from promoting to start games. And that's what we want to do. We want to get our best players on the field, and he's certainly one of those.
Okay, that was part one of the Owen Coyle interview. Stay with us here on Dynamo All Access when we come back, part two, with the manager.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud White, on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Dynamo All Access here on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. A quick word here for Bud Light. Bud Light has supported the great game of soccer for year upon year. And they've also supported soccer on the radio. Our thanks to Bud Light for their great support of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, our sister station, and right here, Dynamo All Access on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. Bud Light reminds you, get over to HoustonDynamo.com. That's where you get your tickets to see Carly Lloyd in the Houston Dash. It's where you get your tickets to see Giles Barnes, Eric Kubo Torres, and the Houston Dynamo. As always, our thanks to Bud Light. All right, now it's time for part two with the manager, Owen Coyle. He's Dynamo manager Owen Coyle, and in the post-game press conference, you made it very clear that you want to have Giles Barnes, Eric Kubo Torres, Will Bruin on the field all at once. You got everybody really excited about that possibility. Speak about that. Do you have something in your mind right now that you think is going to work? Are you still going to experiment with this? How do you see it maybe working out? And you don't have to reveal things. You know, I don't want you to have to reveal things too far, but I do know that you've thought about this a lot.
Yeah, I have. Of course, I've thought about it because, you know, when you've quality players, as I said, you want to integrate them into your team. And if it might mean tweaking things here or there, Glenn, then that's something we're prepared to do. We're all said and done. We have to look to maximise the players we have. And good players love playing with good players. And I don't see why they couldn't play together. As I say, obviously, there'll be a different understanding in terms of your Kubo and Will. I think we'd all agree, like to play right through that central role. And I think the terrific that they two could play together. Giles Barnes could play behind him. He could play off to the side. He could play. You know, Giles is for me, as you know my opinion on. He's such a wonderful player. He's pace and power. And when he's in full flow, I think he's difficult for anybody in the league to contain. So much so that a lot of teams have resorted to just physically, you know, kicking him and start stopping play, which I'm hoping the referees will stay on top of. So I do think there's flexibility for those playing together, Glenn. I do think that within a team system, they can be successful.
Yeah, and just not them, but do others potentially have to have a different defined role if, in fact, you bring those three on the field?
Yeah, of course. And again, when all said and done, regardless of who your personnel is, Glenn, whether it's Barnes, Torres, Bruin, Manotas, Amaranda, Alima, Brad Davis, whoever it is that takes the field, what they have got to have an understanding of the qualities of each other and what their roles are within the team. And as you know, because you've been here with us, that's something we very try and clearly define. When we play our games in MLS, nothing that our opponents are going to do, Glenn, is going to surprise us, because we've watched them extensively and the players are prepared for that. So it's understanding what the strengths and weaknesses are and being prepared for it. And as I say, for us looking to perform consistently, but within our own structure, our own team play, it's everybody understanding what the role is within the team. It's Shane and Williams coming in last week and training with us on a Friday and sitting down and saying, Shane, and this is what I need tomorrow night. Are you clear in your mind about that? Absolutely, because he knows what's asked of him. I thought he'd an outstanding debut, I've got to say. I know I went away on a tangent from the original question, but I think it was important that we mentioned that. For that lad to come in and have one training session and then step into that field as if he'd played with the team for 3 or 4 years, I thought he was outstanding.
Yeah, he certainly was. And flew in on Wednesday, I guess had a training session or two with you, and that was it. So that was a big moment for Shane and Williams as well. So all these things have led to such wonderful possibility, and that leads us to Sporting Kansas City, because that one word that you've used, consistency, will be on display in a very tough environment, a place Sporting Kansas City hasn't lost, but I guess a real opportunity.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did my stuff today, and I'd like to believe that nine straight home wins, which tells you, you know, they're building very much a fortress there. But We were there last week in the Cup. They had the strongest team. Obviously, Zusi was missing, playing with the national team. That was the only player they had missing from the team. And that unbeaten record could have easily went last week, as we know. With the 10 men, we're 1-0 up. And I don't want to keep going over this, but Roger Espinosa, who I had, and he's a lovely lad, Roger, but he should be sent from the field when he punched the skipper. And we were leading 1-0, and that would have been 10-10 at that time. So, having said that, you know, they worked away because they're a good side and they scored 2 late goals. But we know when we come here, I would hope with close to our best team, obviously still 1 or 2 missing, but getting closer to our best team, we certainly feel that we can go and stand toe-to-toe with the best. And that's what we look to do, Glenn. We know there's 13 games remaining, Glenn. Of those 13 games, we have 6 at home and 5 away from home against conference rivals. The other 2 games are away from home against New England and Philadelphia Union. So within the 11 games in the Western Conference, not giving up the 2 away games at New England and Philadelphia that I believe we can win, but those 11 games, we decide our own fate. We decide our destiny, Glenn. We're in terrific form at home, as you know. So 6 of those are at home and 5 away. So we have to start, obviously, at Spokane, Kansas, give a big performance and get ourselves ready to, you know, for a strong run. I've always said it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And you know this from your experience, particularly in MLS. So we have to make sure that we do everything in our power to have that strong finish, knowing as well that even, you know, looking further ahead, that we're going to be so much stronger year in, year out.
Oh, and any concerns around Giles Barnes and the amount of work he's done in a Copa America and a Gold Cup with Jamaica?
Yeah, I mean, that's a valid point and a good question, Glenn. There's always concern because obviously with the physical of the 3 games a week and then obviously as he had a disappointment in the final, it's understanding physically and mentally where Giles is at. To his credit, he flew in last night and he was in training today, Glenn. He was in today. That's the type of boy he is. He wants to be part of that straight away. And so again, that's something I'll look at Thursday and Friday and we'll manage that to the best of our abilities. But I think it's fair to say, you know, if Giles is feeling good about himself and he's ready to go, then for me, he's an outstanding player.
Last question before I let you go, Owen. It's a little bit off the subject of the Houston Dynamo. You may have seen today that Miguel Herrera was relieved of his duties as the coach of the Mexican national team. An extremely emotional guy as a manager. And you've seen him over the years, the way he's handled El Tri. You are an emotional, passionate man too, but where does the line get drawn with that emotion and passion? How do you manage it? How do you control it? Because this is such an emotional game. And, I mean, he obviously lost it after they won the Gold Cup after some journalist.
Yeah, I think the answer to that, Glenn, if we're honest, which I hope I always am, the answer to that is with difficulty because we are passionate. We care. I mean, everything we do 24/7 is to try and make your club better. And I think it's always, and this is the other side of things, and you know this, Glenn, because I think, of course, journalists and people in the game have an obligation to give an honest opinion. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's fair, as long as that's a fair opinion and it's not personal, Glenn. I think when people step over the boundaries and start to make it personal, that's a different scenario. From what I'm led to believe, obviously, the reporter from Azteca TV, I believe, he's obviously been wiping the floor really with the coach for many, many months in the build-up and fierce criticism. The only thing I would say, I mean, for me, I don't think violence is ever the answer anyway. I don't know exactly what happened. The coach, I'm a big admirer, I've got to say. I mean, I've always liked him. I think he is passionate. He cares about his team. You can see that. And I think he'll probably be the first to regret his actions, particularly after coming through some difficult moments and winning a Gold Cup. Because when all said and done, Glenn, they've won the tournament. But again, it's like anything else. I mean, he'll understand he's got a role and a responsibility as the head coach of such a, you know, famous footballing nation in Mexico to represent it correctly on and off the park. I don't know the specifics of the actual incident, but I just think it's sad that, you know, that it came to that he felt that he's had to resort to that type of thing.
And you know you're being watched. I mean, the minute you walk out of that tunnel on the field, you're being watched everything you do.
Yeah, I think we all know, Glenn. Listen, and I would never, ever hide from this in terms of an answer. Because there's loads of times we think to ourselves, you know, such and such, well, I think, you know, that's not balanced. I think they're a bit out of order. And I mean, what the career, you know, obviously, where we've been, and myself as a player, as coach, manager, you have it throughout your career. I think the important thing is you always give balance to it. I certainly do. And understanding when you've lost a game, and this is the thing about it, is you're never, ever as bad as some people make out. And equally, when you're winning and doing well, you're never ever as good, Glenn, as people make out. So I think it's staying balanced, it's staying humble, and it's staying focused on what the job you want to do, your respective club or your country. And I think it's just a shame that, because I do believe he's a very good coach, he's already been very successful, and I think it's just a shame that it's came to this in the end up.
Owen, how much and how quickly did you begin to pull your team back down, get them grounded ahead of the Sporting Kansas City game after what was just such a comprehensive and just a night of just great emotion and passion?
Well, I think, you know, I've got to say the answer to that's almost immediately, Glenn, because you know what it's like. You certainly enjoy the game for what it was. We had a good chat in the locker room. But I think it was important that we stressed at the same time, you know, the importance starts now. You know, that was a hot and human night, as you know. So the importance then, it was getting the point, of course. Of course, you have your weekend and everything you do. But within that, you've got to make sure that you're replenishing, you're getting you're getting your fluids on board, you're eating properly, you're recovering quickly. Because, as I say, we know, and I've said to them, 13 cup finals in terms of 13 MLS games in front of us, and treat everyone as a cup final as we did against the Galaxy. That's the only way we're going to move forward and do it consistently. So, of course, enjoy the game, save a bit for what it was, but our minds are on it straight away, turning to Sporting Kansas, and make sure everybody's ready to bring the best this week. Obviously, Gerald's back now. I'm hoping that after the All-Star game tomorrow night, we get DeMarcus back fit and healthy. We'll certainly add to it again. Boniek Garcia managed to train today's first full session with the group, so that was nice, pleasing, moving forward. So I think bit by bit we're starting to get, you know, some very good players back into the group. One or two of the young ones, as we spoke about earlier, are continuing to improve and do better. And that's what you want as a coach. You want to have, you know, you want to have that availability in terms of the quality of players at your disposal.
Owen, as always, we thank you very much. Great interview here, as always. We wish you the best of luck against Sporting Kansas City, and let's go get them up at Sporting Park.
Thanks, Glenn. As I said before, really appreciate it. As I said, what I would say for the people that are listening and the fans, Glenn, I want a big thank you from myself and all the players. The support has been magnificent from the Dynamo fans. I've got to say that. They get behind the team. They're vocal. They're colourful. The atmosphere on Saturday night, that's everything you crave in elite sport at the top level. And, you know, they epitomise everything about our club. We've got a brilliant club here, and I just wanted to say, you know, from myself and all the players, thank you for that support, and, you know, please keep it going.
Thank you again, Owen. That's Owen Coyle, the manager of the Houston Dynamo. We'll take a break. We got a lot more to come here on the show tonight.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud White, on your home for the Houston Dynamo. Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Dynamo All Access. Fans in Houston have been anticipating, they have been waiting for the arrival of Kubo Torres. Well, this past weekend against the LA Galaxy, Kubo Torres debuting for the Houston Dynamo. Couple of things you really notice about him. He's not fully fit. Owen Coyle said that. But the way he creates passing angles, the intelligence of his movement, a number of things to be gleaned from Kubo's performance against the LA Galaxy. This week, I caught up with Kubo Torres, the new DP for the Houston Dynamo, at Dynamo Training.
Kubo, how has the adjustment been since coming to Houston?
¿Qué tal el ajuste desde que llegaste a Houston?
Bien, la verdad que cada vez adaptándome más a la ciudad, al clima. Es una ciudad donde hay un poco de humedad y bueno, cada vez sintiéndome mejor, cada vez sintiéndome más adaptado al equipo, a mis compañeros y a la ciudad, que es importante, ¿no?
It's been good. It's been a good adjustment. I think every day it's a little bit better, you know, trying to get used to my teammates, trying to get used to the city, trying to get used to the weather. There's a little bit of humidity here. I think that's a bit of an understatement, but yeah, just trying to make adjustments every day as we go by.
How about the training sessions and his involvement with the teammates and some of the intricacies that go on there in training?
¿Qué tal tus relaciones con tus compañeros, el ajuste a las sesiones de entrenamiento, a todo lo que se hace dentro y fuera del campo?
Bien, la verdad que es un grupo muy noble, es un grupo muy muy humano. Ahí hay una combinación de latinos con gente de acá y bueno, eso me hace también a mí sentir muy cómodo. Ahí hay gente que me ha arropado muy bien, que me ha tratado de adaptar al equipo, a la ciudad. Y bueno, me siento muy contento porque es un equipo muy unido que siempre está tratando de arropar a lo que a las necesidades que necesita cada uno de nosotros, ¿no?
Yeah, no, I think the adjustment to the group has been good. You know, this is a very good group, a very humane group, so to speak. You know, they treat each other well. They took me in and made me a part of their group setting from the very beginning, and I think that's important. I think that, you know, there's a good core of Hispanic players that also makes things easier for those of us who are new, who are coming into the fold. So I think with those things, if you take all that stuff into consideration, it's been a good, you know, a week and a half to 2 weeks since I got here.
Eric Kubo-Torres joining us here on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. How about just the debut and just kind of getting that over with and getting on the field contributing and being part of a big win against Los Angeles?
¿Qué tal tu debut en términos de la MLS este pasado fin de semana contra Los Ángeles y simplemente el entrar y tener la oportunidad de hacer una buena contribución para el equipo?
Bueno, la verdad que estoy muy, muy agradecido. Fue como lo esperaba. Me dio mucho gusto poder debutar en casa con nuestra afición. Me sentí muy contento, ¿no? Por cómo la gente me recibió, por cómo vi las pancartas en el estadio apoyándome, por cómo vi varias playeras que tenían el nombre de Torres y el número 9 atrás. Eso para mí fue muy motivante y me ilusiona seguir trabajando y hacer las cosas bien, ¿no?
Yeah, it was a good debut. I really couldn't have asked for a better situation. I think that, you know, it was very comforting and it was very uplifting to see all the people showing signs of support, all the signs, you know, saying, hey, welcome Kubo, all that stuff. The standing ovation I got when I came onto the field, I really couldn't have asked for a better game and for a better reception from the fans.
Does he feel a big responsibility like a Gio Dos Santos or any other Mexican stars that have come before to penetrate and help grow the sport here in Houston, the off-field stuff?
Sientes una responsabilidad quizás un poquito más al resto de los muchachos, quizás como Giovanni Dos Santos o cualquier otro de los jugadores mexicanos que han venido a la liga y han prestado sus servicios en la liga para tratar de ayudar a que este deporte crezca entre la afición mexicana que vive acá en Estados Unidos.
Sí, estoy comprometido, ¿no? Es la idea de venir acá y venir a representar a la gente mexicana, a la gente latina, ¿no? En general, venir a hacer las cosas bien. Esa responsabilidad la cargo y la asimilo de buena manera. Bueno, simplemente con entrenando a tope todos los días y teniendo buenos partidos voy a representar no nada más a la gente latina y a los mexicanos, ¿no? Sino a la gente de acá que confía en mí y que espera que haga las cosas bien, ¿no?
Yeah, I mean, it's a commitment for sure. It's a responsibility, and that's the reason why we came to the States, you know, to try to promote the game and to make it more of a mainstream sport, you know, as it is becoming. I think that, you know, for those of us who have come, you know, whether it's Mexican or from any other country, we all share that responsibility. We all have to come in here and try to be ambassadors of the game in this country to try to get it to the point where it could be, you know, one of the mainstream sports in this country.
What does he want to take out of the experience here with the Dynamo and MLS in the future?
¿Qué quiere sacar de la experiencia, mejor dicho, de participar en la MLS y no solamente eso, sino en torno a tu futuro, ¿no?
Bueno, seguir creciendo. La MLS es una liga que todos los días está creciendo enormemente y bueno, sin duda me va a ayudar a mí a ser un mejor jugador sin dejar de lado el ser una buena persona. Quiero crecer y quiero que apoyarme junto con mis compañeros y junto a la institución del Dynamo de Houston para poder seguir yendo a la selección mexicana, ¿no? A las selecciones menores que son las de mi edad y también en un futuro a la selección mayor, ¿no? Que vienen cosas importantes y sin duda esta liga me va a ayudar para poder estar ahí, ¿no?
Want to continue to grow. I think the future is bright. The opportunities are plentiful, especially as it relates to the upcoming years. You know, there are things that are important that are coming on, you know, that are on the docket. And I think that I could do great things. You know, if I just continue to be consistent and I continue to play well, I could not only be a part of the lower divisions of the national team, you know, in terms of Mexico, but also of the first team if given the opportunity.
Has it been difficult not being a part of any of the national teams with all the competitions this summer?
¿Ha sido difícil para ti el no formar parte de las selecciones nacionales este verano?
Sí, fue algo complicado. Llevaba un proceso muy bueno. Quizás el estar el 6 meses en Guadalajara fue un... quizás me cortó un poco el ritmo. Dejé de tener minutos y participación y eso me costó, ¿no? Para poder seguir yendo a los procesos que venía teniendo en selección, pero bueno, Ahora lo importante es que estoy acá, que estoy tomando ritmo, que acá voy a seguir creciendo para seguir participando en la selección, ¿no?
Yeah, more than anything, I think it was difficult. It was difficult because of the fact that I was already involved in a process. You know, I was seeing some regular participation with the national teams. And, you know, just having to go back to Guadalajara and spend 6 months over there kind of limited my participation, not only with the local team, with the team I was alone with, but also with the national team. And it was difficult. It was difficult because of the fact that I wanted to continue with that process. But now the opportunity is here to retake that process, and hopefully, you know, we can get it done sooner rather than later.
Does he get any question from Mexican fans saying, why go to MLS? We want you to stay here in the Mexican League.
¿Nunca te cuestionaron en México en torno acerca de tu decisión de regresar a la MLS en lugar de quedarte quizás en México o ir quizás a cualquier otra liga?
Sí, hubo personas, ¿no?, que cuestionan eso. Quizás no igual a Giovanni Dos Santos le puede suceder, ¿no? Pero quizás no. Mucha gente en México no se ha dado cuenta, ¿no?, el nivel que hay en esta liga. El crecimiento tan importante que está, ¿no? Las organizaciones, los estadios, los fans que cada vez hay más en cada equipo. Y bueno, esas decisiones son las que me influyeron demasiado para venir acá, y también tomando en cuenta que esta liga me va a ayudar a crecer y para poder seguir creciendo como futbolista y lograr mis objetivos, ¿no?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questioning. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you look at players like Gio Dos Santos and myself, you know, who are young and could still play a lot more, the natural tendency is for people to question, you know, why MLS? Why not X, Y, Z? You know, why another league? It wasn't my decision. But again, you know, when you look at other factors, like, for example, the amount of people that come to the games, you know, the fan base, when you look at the infrastructure, when you look at the vision, when you look at the plans for the future, all those things need to be taken into consideration when making that decision, and I feel that I made the right decision by coming to MLS.
Gracias, Kubo. Bienvenidos.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Gracias.
So that was Kubo Torres. It's going to be interesting to see how much impact and how much playing time he'll get this weekend against Sporting Kansas City, as Owen Coyle continues to nurture him along. We'll take a break right now on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. This is the Best in Soccer Talk.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.